The last team for tonight will be the team of Aria, Beloved Star, and Tiana.
We are the daughters of Triton. Great father who loves us and named us well.
Aquata,
Andrina,
Alista,
Atina,
Adela,
Alana, and Ariel. In concert we hope to enlighten the heart of the merfolk with music swell. Aquata, Arista, Atina, Adela, Alana. And then there is the youngest in her musical debut, our seventh little sister, we're presenting her to you. To sing a song Sebastian wrote, her voice is like a bell. It's our sister,
that was Daughters of Triton with Aria, Beloved Star, and I think I'm going to speak for them and say a big thank you to Tiana, because their third person actually kind of went poof on them before, like, right towards the end there, and they weren't going to be able to submit, and they grabbed Tiana, like, I think they said an hour and a half before the deadline. Before the deadline, and she recorded really, really fast for them so they could have a trio, and they were able to get it in at literally at the last minute.
On for record, if you go into our email, it actually says from Aria, look, it's in Aria, attachment, 6 o'clock p.m. exactly.
Exactly, like 1 minute later, and it would have been like, no, all that rushing for nothing. But
it would be like, what?
Yeah.
can we have an encore on that?
I think even though, because Aria the whole time that she was mixing this and, like, stressing about it, I was talking to her, and she was like, I'm mixing like the wind. I'm coming.
Oh.
But on to actual notes. So thank you to Tiana for helping him out. And you got in at the last minute. So yay. The choices tonight make me happy, because this was another one that I didn't really have, like, this is a group song that I didn't actually think about.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, this is a group. Like, I forgot about this song. Wow. At first, I thought the voices... go ahead.
Actually, I was hoping somebody would do this song.
And it is the Broadway version, which... This is one of the Broadway versions I'm okay with.
This is like the complete opposite of Russ's group. It's like so... la 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 la! And like, womanly.
Started off with like... evil villains. Now we're finishing with... pretty, pretty princesses! That's their name! Pretty, pretty princesses! That's their group name.
That was a fun alliteration.
Adorable. Have you never played the game Pretty Pretty Princess?
Oh, God.
I've never heard of that before. What is that?
It's like the ultimate girl game from when you're a kid. Anyways, on to the song again.
If you were a girl as a kid.
Yeah.
If I was a girl. Okay. Going. Oh.
At first, I thought all the voices blended well, but there was a single point that we got to when all of a sudden the voices were no longer blending. And that was when you were naming off the sisters and you did a quata. I think she was like the first sister too. She started way too low. It was like man mermaid. That was what I actually heard her, man mermaid. I know it's man, but I'm calling it man mermaid. Cause it was like really, really low. And then all of a sudden it went really, really high. And it shouldn't have started. And I'm pretty sure that was Tiana. And then after that, it just, Tiana's voice kind of stood out amongst the others after that. Like the blending, you lost the blending there. And I think part of that was because it was Aria and Beloved Star are like classical singers, like to the max. And their technique here was so precise that the slightest bit of deviation from it stood out. And that was what happened.
Not to mention they sound very similar,
yeah,
even
though...
Yeah, I couldn't
really tell them that much apart. I was like, I know that's either Aria or Beloved Star. I really can't tell. And that's Tiana, because her voice was different than the other two.
But not in a bad way, though.
Not in a bad way. But, like, at first... Because at first I said, the voices are blending pretty well. And then after the middle section, all of a sudden, Tiana's voice was standing out amongst the others, and you lost the blending on it. Yeah, it was decent. It was decent. It was good. It was decent. Jeffers?
Well, my first note is, so cute! I was actually kind of excited you guys picked this because, I don't know, like, I know Aria and Beloved Star to be more like the more ballady stuff. So this was exciting to hear something so
peppy.
La 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 la. Yeah. And like from what I remember of Tiana, her auditions were more laid back too. So this was fun to listen to from you guys. So that was good. Your harmonies were good. They were very good. I love your harmonies. And I really like your ha 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 part, although it probably sounded way better when you were doing it. Because, like, on my notes it says ha 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 ha, like you're laughing, but I really mean, like, the ha la 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 part.
That part?
God, it's getting late. the blending was very, I thought was good for the most part. Some parts toward the ends could have been better, but you guys blended a lot better than I would say some other groups, so good job on that. And really good job on like really pumping this out at last minute, because this was great. You made Jeffers like something classical. I think we gotta like write this down in history or something. I really like this, you guys. Good job.
Zell.
Oh, my turn.
No. Sorry.
Okay, so yeah, my first note was actually that this is the Broadway version because I own the CD for this.
Waste of money.
Oh, don't worry, I got it for free.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, really? Pirate.
I actually could pick out Aria because she's done this, she did this whole song by herself one time, so I could pick out which ones were hers. My favorite of the sisters was probably Arista. If I had to pick them out. This is really good for a last minute, I will say that. I really love the harmonies. On some parts, the highest harmony seemed a little off, or it just peeked out. It didn't peek out, like, poked its head out a little, and you could just hear it.
It was like a groundhog. It bucks and toddy, peeking his head out to think that spring was coming.
I don't know. Oh my goodness.
No, but does that make sense that it
yeah, that made sense. Okay. Until Andy started, you know, running off with it again. Oh my god. This is
okay. Adela is also one of my favorite sisters. I have to agree the Aquata was really off, especially with the ha 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 ha. It was too low.
What?
Jefferson kind of critique here.
Oh my god.
I think
pull it together, pull it together.
I'm thinking this is the energy more of the movie version, because the Broadway version for me felt like it needed a lot more pep to it.
Yeah.
Because the Broadway version is more peppy and happy, and the movie version is more classical, so maybe they're using the Broadway version but singing it as the movie version, if that makes sense. And that's all I have.
Don't make me laugh.
There's no dolphins this episode, just hyenas.
They made me so happy.
I don't know if I have the energy left to dolphin, guys.
Oh my god. You just, like, hurry up and finish this. We're dying, people. Dying.
There was your dolphin. I'm that's done. All I'm getting. I'm done.
Oh my god.
And you see, guys, right there, that would have been this really awesome little sound effect that Zelina put together for, like, the results, like, the transition. But, again, since you guys have us, like, rushing, we don't have it ready yet because we were going to, like, you know, make it really awesome and stuff like that. But, yeah, since you guys were playing, we had to cut that out, too.
You guys are, like, running the show. I mean, seriously, I mean, come on.
I'm tired and I still have to mix, but just who wants to announce what we have decided? Who wants to be the bad guy? Well, I am the bad guy.
I can be the bad guy?
I am a bad guy.
I can be the bad guy and I sound happy.
Okay, you be the happy bad guy, Jeffers.
According to Valk, I'm a dancing teddy bear, so...
Oh, by the way, off topic, your Lone Star entry with the dancing teddy bear, like, marching band, I'm cooler online, was adorable. Anyone who's listening to this, go find it. It was what episode was it of Lone Star?
last one.
The Reba and Tim McGraw episode. I don't know the number on it. Go.
If there's enough demand, I will go post it on Jeffers the VH or something.
Because his like after thing was hilarious. Okay, I'm done. Just had to say that. Plug.
I remember that entry.
Jeffers, go.
Yeah, I sent it to you as like a rough draft. Jeffers. Look over it. Please.
Jeffers.
Thank you. Yes.
Shiny.
I love the ending for us.
So, after... We're so tired and going off topic. So after careful deliberation, we have made our decision, and it was very close. You guys were all amazing, and thank you all for submitting. You guys are so awesome, and thank you for taking the time to submit. This was a great night, and it was exciting too. And I'm running out of things to draw this out and make it more,
just say
epic.
It. Say it already.
We have main challenge information coming up, so yeah.
Yes, another
God, even I want you to say it.
More.
Say it.
Okay. Okay, fine. So the group we decided to give the immunity to is what were their names now?
Oh crap.
I can't remember the fun name. So look at your notes real quick and type it to me.
Okay, hold on. Here it is.
You're so professional.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh right. So the winner of tonight's group immunity is So Scary I Smile.
This is Holly.
Good job, you guys.
That is Mega Dizzy, JC Trans 19, Sharp Cookies, and Snow Fender.
So you four are all immune to next week.
Next week, yes. You're immune.
So good job, you guys. Round two.
But there's more.
It's a twist.
It's a twist.
Another twist.
When we were deliberating, we...
And for a change, this is a good twist.
This is a good twist for a change, yes. When we were deliberating, we came down to, in the end, actually, this group and another group. And we found we thought these groups were very even for different reasons. And they kind of stood out from everybody else. So when we got down to it, we decided there's going to be... still a lot of spots open after this.
Even though it's a big cut,
there's still going to be a lot of spots open. And there's probably a lot of people that aren't going to submit as well. So that's going to cut down the number of cuts as well. So we decided we're going to give a second group immunity as well. Yes!
We're so nice. We're not completely evil.
Yes!
We're
going to give a second group immunity because we thought this other group was... pretty awesome as well, and they were pretty much on the same field again for completely different reasons, which was why it was so hard for us to choose between the two in the end. So we're also going to give what was their name? I named them.
Oh no!
I'll give you which are options you want.
Not allowed.
Oh no! That's
distraction.
I'm using the second one. Okay, yeah. No elevator music. I'm using the second one. So the second group that gets immunity is Shiny Beatbox with Dig It From Holes, Dylan, Faded, Maddie, Valk, and Rochelle Euler gets immunity again since she already had immunity. Who am I?
Double immunity.
Double immunity. Ooh, she's just immune all over the place. So that's 9 people with immunity now?
Yes, that's 9 people.
9 people with immunity. However, I'm going to say I don't think any of you really needed the immunity. I think everyone that has gotten the immunity tonight, for the most part, unless
you don't
messed
need
up,
it.
You really probably didn't need it, but you got it anyways. So
oh my gosh, tonight was great.
Tonight was pretty awesome.
Like, seriously, tonight was great, you guys.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty awesome, and there are
I'm intimidated.
There are still going to be a lot of spots open. It's not like, so don't be freaking out. Like, oh my god, there's no spots left open for me. Don't be freaking out. Don't be freaking out. It's okay. Okay, there are still gonna be. Should we say how many spots we think are gonna be open?
Sure. Make them work harder.
There's still gonna be about 16 spots open because we're gonna try and make the cut down to 25. If you impress us, maybe we'll add a couple more, but we'll see. We'll see. We're
we'll
at 39
see.
Right Shows. Now, so we're gonna be. It is a large cut, but you still have like 16 spots to go for, and that's pretty. Those are still pretty good chances.
That's really scary. That's like 14 people being cut.
Yeah, but there's more people being saved than there are being cut.
Well, yeah, I know, but still.
All right, so you got like a 50-50 chance, basically. So now it's time to announce the next round. But should we announce the rule first before we announce the rule?
Yes, very important, because one group might have... Like, if this rule was in effect for
previously,
the immunity,
you would have been...
they would, like, completely be screwed later on.
So this is the rule.
Maybe... Did I give too much away?
No.
No.
Because you don't know which group.
Okay, so this is the rule. We understand that there's not a lot of Disney songs really out there to sing, and we really don't want to hear a ton of repeats, especially of you repeating the same song over and over again. Because we will tell you ahead of time, there are certain themes where, like, one song that's good in, like, round one could also be good in, like, round three. There's a lot of flexibility where you could potentially use a song here or there. All around.
However, you are not allowed to sing a song twice.
Weren't we going to give them, like, a couple of rounds in between?
No, I thought we were going to not do that until, like, the end of the competition, like, three rounds before.
So, basically, until we announce that the rule has been lifted, once you sing a song from here on out, you can't sing it again until we lift the rule. Which could be a
very careful. Like, some themes in this competition are very specific. You can, like, totally screw yourself over and, like, lock yourself into, like, a song you cannot sing good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Exactly. So, with that said, so, like, just as an example, if you were to next round sing... I don't know, Almost There from Princess and the Frog. You can't sing that song again until we say you can. I don't know. I just picked something out. I was like, oh, what's Randy Newman? What's something I hate? No, I don't hate that song. So now going on to the round announcement.
Dun-dun-dun. I know everyone has been so anxious for this.
So round one, nice broad theme.
Yes, it's a very broad theme. So if you get... So please don't double up on songs that make us sad.
Yeah.
Here's a hint. We are not going to have anyone drowning in their reflections.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That's true. Because if they did, they'd be disqualified next round. Because next round is going to be Disney Classics.
Woo.
This is any Disney movie or television. So anything Disney related from the beginning of the history of Disney up into and through 1988. And there is a reason for this, which you will find out later on.
Yes, it's a kind of obscure number, but it will make more sense
later on. And I'm sure some of you, if you know your Disney history, you know why that year is significant. So that's basically, if you're looking at it in animation-wise, that's up to and including Oliver and Company. Oliver and Company would be the cutoff.
People do Oliver and Company. We love Oliver and Company.
I want live action and Sherman Brothers.
Well, actually, don't all do it. Then that'd be bad.
Yeah.
And we'll get sick of it.
Yeah, live action up until 1988. If you're looking at live action, you might need to look a little bit more in depth into what's before 1980, what's 1988 and before. But
there's so much possibilities with live action that people forget.
Yeah.
It's saddening for me.
Exactly.
This theme in general, there's so many possibilities, period.
Yes, exactly. So to reiterate, round one, very broad theme, Disney classics up to and including 1988, nothing after 1988, or you will be disqualified automatically.
And if you have any questions, you may send us an email or something.
Of course, exactly, because we all access the email now, so which is really
way better to just take a moment and send us and check.
Mm-hmm.
Or Skype us, PM us,
and
post on the board.
The due date for this is going to be September 17th. That's a Friday at 11:59 p.m.
Which brings us into the next part, which is...
First of all...
My...
Yes.
Traveling.
Yes. The judging situation is a little messed up for next week because we didn't realize that Jeffers was moving to college on Friday night.
Like, that exact night.
Yeah.
So I'm flying out an hour right after the songs are due.
Mm-hmm. So we're not quite sure if Jeffers is going to be with us or not with us for the critiques. So really, one of the options we have is he might be pre-recording his critiques like he did that one time. So the earlier you get it in, the better, because you might actually get a Jeffers review. If you don't, you might not get a Jeffers critique. And we really don't
know. But then again, if you're like Russ, then you don't really need a Jeffers critique.
It's definitely not a critique anyways. And please don't bug us to get it out that night, because we're trying to get you guys in a pattern. We're trying to get you guys in a pattern. Releases will be the day, will be the evening after the due date. So if it's, they're going to be due on Friday night, it will not come out until Saturday night. No exception.
So in other words, you guys are lucky tonight, because this is supposed to come out Friday night at the earliest, but we're making an exception. Yes. So.
And we have to mix like the wind to get this out so people don't kill us.
And we have like two parts, so
yeah.
Woo!
Yes. And most of the time, it will be early on Saturdays, since it'll already be pre-mixed, but sometime on Saturday.
Ideally, it should be before any VH live game, hopefully. But it's to be determined.
See how things go. I'm still getting a rep.
Anything
a
else?
Here.
Anything else important?
We were not on drugs tonight. We're just very happy.
Yes, we are very happy. Oh my gosh. My
we're
mom
not
like,
on drugs.
Came in during when I was listening to Aria Guys' group, and she was like, "What in the world are you doing? Keep it down. My gosh, I can hear you across the house."
Mine just did too, so I can't dolphin again because now she's up and she's mad. So
I have no idea.
My dear Ambi, what was that noise? Oh my goodness.
Actually, no, she came and went, "Can you keep it down a little bit?" So that's why I'm quiet now. So I think it's time for us to go mix away and be done with it.
Bye bye.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye bye.
This is like the first not